Thursday night. For those of you who are keeping cheshbon, tonight's ladies' night. This is when we do Evan Ezer. Thursday night. So, nobody knows what ladies' night is. You never go to a baseball game with ladies' night? No? Nobody knows what I'm talking about. I'm a Ratzin. Anyway, with apologies to Shmuel Katz, who's, I think, learning Evan Ezer now. No? Yeah. So, a husband has to be Mefarnas' wife. Some hold this with the Oraisa, someone hold this with the Rabbona. We mentioned this a few weeks ago, that Mazonos covers the gamut of food, rent, clothing, all of her needs. Most Rishonim and most Batidinim will paskin, hopefully it's practical to do so, that unlike other obligations, they will actually paskin that the husband has to go to work. Normally, when you owe money, Besdin will not force you to go to work to earn money. If you don't have money, you don't have money. They won't force you to work. But this, it says in the Ksuba, Ana Eflach, Ba'oikir, Ba'ezinya, Sarchi. It's Machokas, you've shown him what Eflach means. I mean, literally means, vote, I will work. But it's a question if it means to actually go get a job. So most Rishonim hold it does mean that, and but they didn't will paskin. But again, you know, if a guy doesn't have a job, like, he's not going to listen to the Beis Din either, usually. So that's a separate issue. But they will paskin that you have to. It's unlike other obligations. Now, in that's one way which an obligation of a husband to support his wife is different. It's not a regular monetary obligation. It's a personal obligation. He has to be mazen her. It's not just a monetary obligation. I'll give you another example. Another example is, in other monetary obligations, there's a din of mesadrin lebaal chov. If I have very little money, I don't have enough for myself, so then I don't have to pay people that I owe money to. I mean, there's a seder in Chosh Mishpat, it's very, very little, but if I taka don't have enough for my own living expenses for 30 days or a year, that's different shiurim we saw a few weeks ago. So you don't have to pay it. You don't have to pay a bal chov. I mean, the debt is still there, but when you get money, you'll pay him. But for a wife, it's not like that. To be mazen a wife, those rules don't apply. If you have like one meal for today, you have to share it with her. It's what I mean. It's not a monetary obligation where we would say masadrin lebal chov. It's a personal obligation. And therefore, those rules don't apply. This works lakula also, men. Let's say a person's sick and can't go to work. So there's no money, and they manage however they manage. So he doesn't owe her that money. See, it's not a monetary obligation where if you're an anus, so you still monetarily owe money. What do you care? So here it works like lachumra and lakula. First of all, lachumra, we said, the Levush says this chiluk. That's not a regular monetary obligation. It's a personal one on the Gavra, call it. So, A, he has to go to work, which doesn't apply by other monetary obligations. Number two is we don't use the usual rules of Mesadrin Labal Chol, that we give you a little space for your own, you know, money, just a little 30 days worth of money. If you don't have that, you don't have to pay a debt. You owe it, but you don't have to pay it. But by Mazen the wife, it's not like that. And Lakula will call it that if a person's sick or can't get a job or is unemployable and therefore can't give his wife what he's supposed to, he does not owe her that money because it was a personal obligation. He's anonymous, he can't provide it, so he's takapater. Okay.